Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm your host Lee Haney, and it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Matter of fact, we're in a place called Fayetteville, Georgia, which is right outside of the city of Atlanta, which, as most of you know, is an awesome place to live. I love Atlanta. I've been here for over 28 years, close to 30 years now, and I just couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Now, I've seen some awesome places. I've had a chance to travel more than 30 countries around the world, but being a Southern boy from the South, Atlanta is the next best thing to anywhere that I've ever gone. Well, it's the best thing, you know, not the next best. It's where I would choose to live. And that is why I'm here. It is beautiful. The weather is always a little bit different, but for the most part, it's warm. It's never extremely cold. It gets a little humid in the summer, so at least we get a little water on our heat, which makes it cool. But listen, I'm so glad you guys tuned in to join me today. We got a fantastic show lined up, and I really enjoy doing this and bringing these shows to you, and I really appreciate you letting your friends know about Totally Fit. I would appreciate you getting the word out for me more so that we can impact lives all over the place, and realizing that I have listeners all over the world, and I really appreciate that. That's one thing, having been Mr. Olympia with the International Federation of Bodybuilding, which is now 190 nations strong all over the world. So I have those of you who follow me on LeeHaney.com that can tune in and hear what I have to say, and hopefully what I'm saying is something that's helping you along the way. Now, realizing we have a pretty diverse audience. When I think diverse, I come from the bodybuilding world, you know, being Mr. America, Mr. Universe, the NPC National Champion, and so forth. That is more of a hardcore, serious side of weight training. Then now having had the opportunity to work as the chairman to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, it's given me a chance to sort of transcend more to the general population with health and fitness information. Then, of course, a show that ran on the Trinity Broadcast Network called Totally Fit a few years back. You know, it's amazing when you get off an airplane and you travel, you see a little old lady say, "Oh, I saw you on the Trinity Broadcast Network, Totally Fit." So that means a lot. It's saying to me that I have not only been able to impact the bodybuilding world, but also the general population, which is fantastic. So thanks again for joining the show. We got a fantastic show lineup for you today, as I said earlier. We're going to talk about getting fit for the summer, because we're now in April, near the middle of April, near the latter end, coming up here soon. So if your goals were to get into shape or is to get into shape, you've got a few more weeks left to do that. If not, you're going to pile on again for next year and hopefully get that New Year's resolution. So we're near the end of that resolution now. We should have made a lot of great progress, particularly those who tune in to Totally Fit, because I've given some fantastic tips for the last so many shows. So you guys should be on the ball. And want to also say again to those who were part of the Lee Haney Transformation Now Challenge to say thank you for being a part of that. Isaiah was a winner. So as the men's were concerned, he did a fantastic job, got several pounds, and, of course, he's still moving forward and making progress. So I want to say thank you to both of the winners. And they are having the time of their life and getting a nice fat check in the mail, too. So I'm happy for them. So now, listen, we're going to move on with our topics for the day. And, again, it's getting fit for the summer. Now, there's three different areas that I want to talk about here. Number one is going to be spring cleaning for the body. That's number one. We'll start there first, spring cleaning for the body. You know, because when summertime comes or spring comes, we always do our spring cleaning, so to speak. We go in, we change out this, change out that, you know, mop, dust, and clean up and do a whole refreshing. So that's our first topic. Second topic is getting your mind right, you know, which is your why for getting in shape and taking good care of yourself. That's important. Number three is spiritual refreshing. That is everything there, because that is connected to how we feel, how we look, and how we are able to adjust emotionally. So that spiritual refreshing is extremely important. So those are the three different areas that we're going to talk about and we're going to discuss. So let's begin first with talking about spring cleaning. Now, what I had for breakfast this morning, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a tea called hyssop. Hyssop is spelled H-Y-S-S-O-P. It's a tea that you can get from a herbal store, particularly a health food store that carry herbs and so forth. Now, there's a passage of scripture in the Bible where King David prays, and he said, "Lord, cleanse me as with hyssop." So hyssop is a cleansing herbal, and that's what I began my breakfast with this morning. I had a hyssop tea. It comes in a tea bag. So I used that along with ginger, also along with peppermint. I mixed the three of them together. So that was my combination of the tea, because I'm always conscious of making sure I keep my system nice and clean. Because when your system is clean, your body is going to function better. Your energy level is going to be higher throughout the day. You're not going to end up getting sluggish, because my day starts a lot of times around, I'm up about 4 o'clock. It's because I have early morning clients that I work with, and I have to have energy in order to do so. Getting up at 4 o'clock, I can have a battery shut down around 8 or 9. So I have to be on my toes. In order to do that, I make sure I give my body what's needed to make that possible. And along with the tea, I would have a nice fiber type of cereal. This morning it was oatmeal. Then I had walnuts along with it. I had black walnuts in particular, which is very good, a little bit different from the English walnuts. Black walnuts have a sort of a slight bitter type taste to it, but the protein content is higher than that of the regular type of English walnuts. So I prefer using those. Then, of course, I use a little cinnamon for a little taste. Then also cinnamon has been known to help the body burn calories more efficiently. Also acts as a cleanser. So I like doing that along with my cereal. Then, of course, yes, I like to have it sweet. Some people say, "Well, I just have oatmeal just the way it is." Well, I prefer a little natural pure cane sugar. So I use a bit of that to add a little sweetener to it. And there we go. That's my breakfast. Then I would have along with that my tea. Sometimes I'll have an egg or a couple eggs with that. But for the most part, that's enough in the morning. I just get enough in my system real early in the morning, give me that nice boost of energy. And being that that is mainly carbohydrates, which, as you heard me say in some of the earlier episodes, that carbohydrates is your energy. You don't get energy from protein. You can throw that out of the window. You get energy from carbohydrates, okay? And particularly those such as made from whole wheat, whole grains that burn slow. Not white flour. It has to be a whole wheat, whole grain situation. Also, when it comes to like a sweet potato, for instance, sweet potatoes is also a low glycemic index, which gives you a long-lasting energy without spiking the insulin level. In that same line is brown rice. So from time to time, I have brown rice for breakfast. But I generally wait till I get home after the training session. So I generally get home about 8:39. I'm ready for my second meal then, which will consist of, for the most part, eggs and brown rice. And from time to time, I may have with that a pear, which is also high in fiber. So that's my combination there. And, again, we're talking about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. So making sure that the body has what it needs. Started with the hyssop tea. Now, the other thing is water, good quality water. I generally begin the day, too, drinking at least around 16 ounces of water. Now, on my way to the gym to train my clients, I would have some nice spring water. I don't do distilled water unless I'm detoxing the system. That's the only time I recommend distilled water. Other than that, I love spring water, and there's a lot of different ones on the market. But I like to, you know, take a look at the labels, and generally on the label there's going to be a registered spring number that you need to look for so they can locate the spring just in case something happens to the water, something happens to someone who drank the water, the wells, and the location is certified. So these are certified springs. Springs, and that number is on that label of that bottle or that jug of water that you purchase. Then spring cleaning requires lots of veggies, particularly green leafy vegetables. They can also, you know, your carrots and so forth. All of this is good. You know, your peppers, all of this is great. They're veggies. They're good for you. They're high in fiber. They're going to help flush waste out of the body. They help fight cholesterol. They're good for your joints. They clean waste out. So all of this is very good. Then, of course, you have fruit. Now, last night, me and Ms. Haney had a mango. I had a pear and a mango. Mangoes are very high in fiber. So they're very good as far as flushing waste out of the body and keeping your bowels working properly. Then we have plenty of water with that and so forth. So we do things that make sense. She also cooked a nice pot of turnip green, which is very good. No, we didn't use fat back and none of that crazy stuff to put as a flavor. We did use turkey leg, turkey wing to help bring flavor to the greens and so forth. And so everything we had, and we use this. Our energy level is there, so we don't end up being bloated and full of waste. So that's extremely important. Spring cleaning makes all the difference, just like changing the oil in the filter, the jets in your car. You're going to feel lighter. Your body's going to recover a whole lot quicker. That's why spring cleaning is always extremely important. So there again, you have your water, you have your veggies, you have your fruit, you have all those things to help cleanse the system. You have your hyssop tea, which is very good. I love the hyssop tea. And then if you haven't done a detox, which we've talked about several times, that's my 7-day systemic cleansing and detox program is something that you can also implement as part of spring cleaning. You know, clean the house. Get it looking good, get it doctored up, and your body will be ready to burn fat more efficiently. You cannot burn fat with a busted carburetor. It's not going to happen. You have to make sure that your engine is clicking on all six or all eight cylinders. I have an eight cylinder. I am 5'11", you know, 235, 240 pounds. So I'm an eight cylinder. If I was under 200 pounds or 180, 190, 170, then I would be looked at as a six-cylinder. But whatever cylinder you are, you have to make sure that all cylinders are functioning properly, or else you're not going to get the performance as you would be looking for in order to get the best performance. You got to have all cylinders working. So there again, detoxing that body gets the job done. Cleansing of the liver, the kidney, the bloodstream, the urinary system, and the colon. That's why the fiber is so important. And going back again, we're talking about spring cleaning. Now we're going to move into number two, you know, getting your mind right. This is so, so important. Getting your mind right. Because a lot of people, you know, we even had them during the Transformation Weight Loss Challenge. A lot of people sent their information in initially. I mean, we've been doing it for 7 years now, and I've always seen a drop-off. People, for some reason, and I know the reason, they have a tendency to drop off. At the first of the year, people make these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stick to the program. I'm finally going to make a commitment. I'm going to change my lifestyle. I'm going to do this and do that. And next thing you know, about a month go by, 2 months, and they're back in the same rut again. Back in the same eating habits, totally tossed, their commitment to the air, and there you go. Back to square one. It happens time and time and time again. However, in order to stay committed, you know, you have to get your mind right. And what does that look like? I mean, getting your mind right, what are we talking about here? Well, I mean, I've won the Mr. Olympia title 8 years in a row, the best bodybuilder in the entire world, 8 years in a row. When it comes to discipline, I know what it means. I've been there, done that, lived it. So that is never per se, when it comes to physical things, being a stumbling block for me. However, it could be for somebody else. I've at the same time, I've never been 40 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight. So people who have been there, done that, and been able to get this weight off and to keep it off, that's another level of discipline, one that I myself haven't experienced in that area because I've never allowed myself to go there. However, a person who have been there before has gotten this type of weight off, as our winner did last year. The young lady who won last year dropped over 61 pounds, and the gentleman who won last year dropped over 71 pounds. That took a lot of hard work and discipline, and it will be with them for the rest of their lives. But before they were able to make this commitment, as I was able to make my commitment on my rise to becoming daytime Miss Olympia, I had to first draw a line in the sand and say, well, this is my why. This is why I'm going to be committed to the training, to the discipline of the nutrition of this particular program. This is my why. My why for Miss Olympia was, hey, I love this. I'm passionate about this sport. You mean to tell me I can lift weights and pose and make a living doing this? Oh, man, bring it on. That was my why. I love what I was doing, and it was my passion. Now, you have to find your own personal why. That was mine. Your personal why. If your goal is to reestablish or to establish a new productive lifestyle, getting rid of weight, getting into a good exercise program, you have to make up your own mind and say, why am I going to do this? And for the most part, it's been my experience that people finding the why is this. I want to live longer. I want to feel better. I want to be there for my wife and my kids, or there for my husband. I want to be alive and be around for them. I want to live a long, productive life, not one of sickness and disease. That is the greatest of the why. That is the one that I found that has gotten people motivated more than anything else. And as time has moved on from my, I'm not competing anymore, that's not what I do anymore for a living, although motivational speaking, that sort of thing, you know, I still do that. But my why now is, guess what? I want to be around for my grandkids. I want to be here for my wife. I want to feel good. I want to be functional. I want to live a long, healthy existence. I don't want to linger in bad health. So that is my why now. So my why is no different than a lot of you guys that are out there listening. You want to be around. You want to feel good. You want to be healthy. Now, listen, there's a price to pay for that. Good health is not going to fall out of the sky and hit you on the top of the head. No, you can forget that. It's not going to jump up and grab you while you're sitting around watching TV and laying on the sofa and eating Twinkies or drinking soda. That is not going to happen. Not at all. You know, while your leisure is, okay, I think what we're going to do today, let's find a new restaurant to eat. Well, why not go for a walk? Why not go bowling? Why not start a herb garden? Why not do something that is going to keep you here longer and keep you feeling better? Find out what your why is. And I know, for the most part, the why that I just mentioned, staying alive and being here, is important. Another why, and I look at it this way, while you have your being about you, and you have your health about you, don't be lazy. Do something about it. Do something about it. The last thing I want for my son and my daughter to have to physically take care of me because I shot myself in the foot by not being committed to my health. I mean, look at it this way. If you throw all hopes into the wind, all care into the wind about taking care of yourself, and you become overweight, overweight to the extent that your knees or your hip or your back give out, overweight to the extent that you're hit with a bout of diabetes or heart disease, having to have a heart transplant or kidney transplant because of being overweight. Now, listen, I understand things happen. All of us sometimes get some negative genetic blueprint. They come along, you know. It's things that all of us have in the family line. And we can't do anything about those. Only thing we can do is try to work around them and make sure we try to keep these negative genetics turned off. You keep them turned off by doing what? Eating properly, exercising, drinking good water, not just filling your system with garbage. Because in the end, this is what's going to happen. Your kids who love you so much or your family members who love you so much are going to be stuck with the responsibility of trying to keep you alive and care for you. Think about it. When you had the ability to care for yourself and to go for a walk or to back away from the table and say, I'm not going to bother my system anymore. I'm going to make sure I get those 40, 50, 60 pounds off of me so that I don't ruin my knees, my hip, and my back. I'm going to do that because I don't want to burden my family with the problem of looking after me. Make that choice. If that's you I'm speaking of, make that your why and do the right thing. What does the right thing look like? Well, and again, it's all about exercise, all about good nutrition, all about making good choices. Don't take this old goofy philosophy that I've heard growing up, particularly from the spiritual standpoint, where the Lord ain't concerned about my body. He's concerned about my soul. Well, guess what? If you don't have a body, you're not going to be around here long. I've never seen the spirit walk around and help nobody. So you have to have a body and offer your spirit to live in, and a functional body at that. You can get more done. You can take care of yourself. You can physically work so you can help take care of somebody else too. Conscious of that. Take care of your health. And don't leave it for somebody else to end up having it too, okay? Be committed to that. Know what your why is. Lock into that why. Follow that why. And don't let it elude you. If you fell off the bandwagon, you know, the first of the year and you're just struggling right about now, then get back on. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just give up and don't do anything. Get back on and make a commitment that you're not going to allow yourself to go there anymore. Get back on there. Let's start walking. Let's start doing some nature walks. I love nature walks. Me and my wife went to the park the other day. We walked for a little over an hour or so. It was so refreshing. We held hands. We walked. We listened to the birds sing. We got some good vitamin D directly from the sunlight on us, which is fantastic. And that's another subject there, vitamin D. Wow. It helps to regulate blood pressure. It helps to stabilize blood sugar level. It helps to fight cancer. It also builds bone density. And the other thing it does is it helps bring clarity to the mind. So vitamin D3, which we get it from sunlight. Now, of course, you can get it in a supplement form, too. There's nothing better than direct sunlight. I'm not saying sit out in the sun all day and have a heat stroke. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying you need to get out of the house, get out of the office, get out and do some walking in nature, okay? Very important. Also, gardening. Oh, that's a fantastic one. I love gardening, planting flowers, that sort of thing. Man, it is so relaxing. I mean, I'm out there with nature. I'm planting the dirt and so forth. That is so cool. So I just can't, you know, for those of us who garden and know how that feels, it's hard to explain. But it's very refreshing, very refreshing. So that's another way you can do it. You know, speed walking, all of these different things is ways to exercise. And I've mentioned to you guys several times I have my total body I Train with Lee workout DVD. You can order that if you want to. Hey, that's a good way to do it. You can get out there in the yard, plug it up, and follow that, or you can get your Cuba aerobics, which you can dance to that, get out and have some fun. All of those things is ways to make you feel better and stay functional. Now, let's talk about one other thing, too, while we're talking about the exercise component. Stretching, please. This week alone, I've had to do several sessions of stretching beyond the normal stretching that I generally do with some of my clients, because particularly for those who drive a lot, who ride in the cars quite a bit and sit or have an office job and so forth, the tendency to have stiffness in the lower back or to get sciatic nerve agitation is much stronger than those who are out and about physically active. So for that reason, if the lower back is not kept, you know, flexible, nice and stretchy, but the hamstrings and the glutes, or these muscles are not being stretched properly, then you will undoubtedly have problems with the lower back eventually. You may not have it now, but sooner or later it will sneak up and get you. So you want to be conscious of stretching on a daily basis. You never hear youngsters complain about lower back or stress and that sort of thing because, guess what, they're flexible and they're always doing something, always moving. You know, but those who sit a lot in the office, the car, the computer, it's kind of job that we have now, or we do a lot of driving. You know, some people spend as much as 2 hours in the car, you know, going to work and coming back. That's a lot of opportunity for tightness and stiff, you know, stiff muscles in the lower back area, extremities. So I've had to help a lot of my clients this week, you know, become more flexible in that area because of the SI joints and so forth in the lower back becoming more and more stiff because of their profession. So let's be conscious of that stretching. Now, you're going to see some different videos we're going to be putting up on LeeHaney.com coming into my community here soon. We get to see a different series of stretches and so forth. Now, listen, you guys got to let me know. Email me and let me know that you're watching, that you're listening to the show. That way, I'll know exactly what to give you in the way of information. You can email us, let us know you're watching the show. If you've got some questions, hit us up with some of those questions, and we can help provide answers for you, okay? And let me just say this. When I'm here doing seminars, as I'm doing here, if I was out in the public, that would cost several thousand dollars. Guess what? You guys get to tune in to a free seminar every Thursday at 1 o'clock. So here we go, guys. Now, let's move into the third topic that I want to share with you about spiritual refreshing. Now, this is a big one for me. Wow. I began my day, you know, praying, spending time reading the Word of God, studying, and asking His divine guidance throughout my day. It's very important to me. Always have been very important to me. I found that it helped bring balance to me. It helps me to stay in a mode of control and a mode of peace as I go through my day and not allow whatever come negative to frustrate me or get me thrown off balance. Not to say it don't happen sometimes. It does. I haven't seen anybody that was just 150% controlled all the time. Unless they was on some type of drug. But other than that, there are some things that could make you crazy during your day. I mean, negative phone calls and negative people, particularly those of you who drive back and forth to work every day. You know, we've heard of the road rage and people just saying some ugly things and doing some crazy stuff out there. So I love reading the Bible early in the morning. And one of my favorite passages of scripture is found in Galatians 5th chapter, verse 22, where it talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And the fruit, which means the food that's being provided through the Word of God. That's what the fruit of the Holy Spirit is. Food that's being provided, spiritual food. One is love, peace, joy, a tender heart, gentleness, mercy, and one that I have to call upon a lot in dealing with us people. It's long-suffering. That means going the extra mile with somebody who get on your last nerve. And all of us got those kind of people to get on our last nerve. And we have to do all that we can in order to maintain our peace and not blow a fuse with this particular person or these people in the course of a day. So I pray early in the morning that the Holy Spirit would keep me in that perfect peace, that my mind be stayed on those things that bring honor and glory to God, but also that it give me balance and direction as I go through my day. So that spiritual refreshing is very important, a time of reflection. You know, I remember this in the Bible where it talks about Daniel, whereby Daniel prayed three times a day, breakfast, noon, evening, three times a day, and it kept his heart in tune. I purpose to be like Daniel, praying constantly during the day, so that when something crazy comes out of the blue, then my mind and my heart will be able to deal with that, because there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff to come your way. So that spiritual refreshing is everything. And then, you know, you read in the Bible, too, how Jesus would, from time to time, you know, withdraw himself from the disciples, because you better believe that wasn't the most intelligent bunch out there. Neither are we today. We can really throw some courage to the Lord. I think he scratched his head, but I know they didn't say that. I know they didn't think that. Wow. So by pulling ourselves away from time to time, and it needs to be regular time, by just being alone, praying, asking God for guidance, asking him for wisdom, that is a refreshing like no other. And I found that as I continue to do that, it helps me grow spiritually. And when I grow spiritually, I can handle things emotionally better. I can handle things physically better. Everything stems upon that. So be sure, from the spiritual sense, that refreshing is always there. Always there. Always feeding yourself the Word of God. Now, there we go. Let's run down again. Spiritual cleaning for the body, getting your mind right, understanding your why. You better have a why. If you don't have one, then I've just given you several. Be alive. Take care of yourself. Don't throw your health in the wind and then have your children or your loved ones to try to take care of you when you have the wherewithal to do it for yourself. So get your mind right. Don't have excuses. Do what you know to do right. Do it now. And don't tell me, well, I just can't. Yes, you can. Nobody was born with a chicken wing hanging out of the side of their mouth. So if you program your taste buds for negativity, reprogram them for those things that is right, that is life-giving to your body. Okay? There we go. Now, spiritual refreshing, we just finished that one. If you do those three things, you're going to be all right. You're going to win. So listen, guys, I really enjoyed this time hanging out with you. I want you to go to my website, leehaney.com. Check out my systemic cleansing and detox program. Also, check out my fat burn. I got some great products there, the workout DVD, you know. And, again, we have all of these things available. Thank you so much. And hit us with an email and let us know how much you enjoy the show. If you have a specific topic that you want us to address, we'll do that too. God bless you. The next time, this is Lee Haney. Stay totally fit, mind, body, and soul.